Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I gotta tell you, I'm wildly disappointed because I was trying to come up with my winner here for the Zoe for best cheater. Going into the break, the nominations were Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, Urban Meyer, and Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. And we got a text leading up to the beginning of the walkout music there, because it's not an intro theme on this show, it's walkout music. We got a text that came right up to the walkout music for Hans Niemann. You know who Hans Niemann is? You will when I tell you here in a minute. Hans Niemann is the chess player who has not only admitted publicly to having cheated twice in his career, but is the chess player who cheated against Magnus Carlsen, the number one player in the world, Lonzo, by, how do you say PG-13 style? Utilizing,
we talked about this before on the air, so, and we I think we did it well, but I don't remember how.
He had a remotely operated
game show buzzer,
vibrating recreational adult utensil inserted in his butt, I think is the best way I can put it. My dude had a backdoor sex toy vibrate to let him know what was coming.
It was his enema alert system.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'm going to tell you, to the texter who sent that in, unfortunately, you submitted the nomination too late for Hans Niemann to win, but I am telling you right now, had you nominated Hans Niemann about 20 minutes ago, Lonzo, I think it's a runaway vote. I think that guy wins. I think it runs away with it. I really do.
I think it makes everyone squirm to a point that they wouldn't vote for that guy.
I absolutely think they would. But we do have to hand out a Zoe.
But...
We do have to hand out a Zoe. After tallying the votes during the last break as we came back to the walkout music, the 2024 Zoe for best cheater, Lonzo, goes to the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, sneaks in with a vote as the music was playing on the text line from Steve, who said Roman was only champ because of cheating, maintained his status as champ repeatedly because of cheating. Harbaugh only won one belt. Roman kept his for years. Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, wins the Zoe for Best Cheater of the Year. Congratulations to Pensacola's own Roman Reigns for winning the Zoe for Best Cheater. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. All right. It is 7:04 in the morning. You got about 55 minutes and some change before you got to get to the office, before you got to clock in and lock in, before you got to get to work. And when you do, I know how the game gets played. You're going to want to immediately take that first break. You're going to want to immediately take that first break, and you are going to want to talk sports. And if you want to talk sports, you got to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you got to know what's going on in the world of sports, you need this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this morning. When you do, these will be the topics of conversation that you get to. Let us begin with item number one. It is now four in a row for the Atlanta Braves after they knock off the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second time in a row on the road. 6-2 winners last night are the Bravos. Chris Sale picks up win number 12 on the season. He went just long enough to qualify for the win, plus one more. Threw 100 pitches on an extra day of rest. It took him 5.1 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 3, but K'd 9 through 5. Jesse Chavez came in, went 2.2 to clean up the 6th inning through the 7th and the 8th before A.J. Minter came in and finished up the D-backs in the 9th inning. Chavez gave up 1 hit, no runs. Minter, no hit, the Diamondbacks in the 9th inning of this contest. At the dish, the Braves, one of the more successful nights that they've had in recent memory. 11 hits tallied by Atlanta last night, including a couple by Jared Kelenic, by Marcelo Zuna, and by Adam Duvall, who also had a 3-run dinger in the 6th inning that broke the game open for Atlanta. It was 5-0 at that point. Arizona would get 2 back in the bottom of the 6th inning, but they would not find the dish again. Atlanta would get another one in the 8th inning when Eli White tripled to center and drove in Adam Duvall. That was the last run of the contest, and it was all the Braves needed. It was more than the Braves needed to get that win last night. That is the 4th Bravos victory in a row. It improves the record to 51-39. However, the other portion of item number one on the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet is the Philadelphia Phillies, because I thought, here's a wonderful opportunity. The Phillies are setting up to play a multi-game stretch against the LA Dodgers. It is in Los Angeles. I thought this is a great opportunity. Excuse me, it is at home. It is in Philly. I thought this is a wonderful opportunity. If the LA Dodgers can take a few away from Philly, maybe the Bravos hit the Midsummer Classic within 5 games, maybe 6 games. Instead, last night, the Phillies get back Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies get back Bryce Harper, and the Phillies beat the crap out of the Dodgers. 10-1, your final score. Zach Wheeler earns the W, his 10th of the season, despite the fact that he checked out of the game after just 5 innings and 76 pitches with lower back tightness. He surrendered just 3 hits and 1 earned run, K'd 7 through those 5 innings. The Phillies had to go bullpen game for the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Dominguez, Soto, Kirkering, and Ruiz all came in and threw 1 inning apiece. The Dodgers on the night connected for just 7 hits overall. 2 of them came from Austin Barnes. Austin Barnes, who was rolled out there as a fill-in and a substitute. Barnes got a couple. Outside of that, no multi-hit game. Will Smith had 2 as well. I lied to you. Will Smith got 2 hits. Austin Barnes got 2 hits. Nobody else got more than 1. It was a rough night for the Philadelphia Phillies. 12 hits, or for the Dodgers, 12 hits for the Phillies. 3 of them came off the bat of Rafael Marchand, who was out at the catcher spot last night. He had 3 hits in 3 ABs. Rojas had 2 in 3. And Trey Turner went 3-4-4 before he was DH'd in his last AB by Whit Merrifield at a point where that game was over. That game was concluded when Merrifield checked in. The Phillies were just exceptional last night. The Phillies were exceptional last night. They did just about everything right. And I got to tell you, while the Braves had a good showing, taking the second out of a couple from the Arizona Diamondbacks, they will remain 7.5 back now of the Philadelphia Phillies. So we will keep an eye on that race in the NL East as we move ever closer to the Midsummer Classic next week. My Google Chrome just completely bleeped the bed on me there. So I'm getting back in it.
I was doing stuff and I looked up and I just see me. I mean, that's never a bad thing for me.
Yeah, for sure. You're welcome.
But, you know.
You know, as T.O. once said, because he stole the quote from Lonzo, he loves him some him. I mean, we all do. That's why we're in this business.
So, yeah, I mean.
You can't really do this business without loving you some you. It's kind of imperative, I think. Let's get to item number two and see if I can do it off the top of my head. I think I can. Let's find out. Kevin Durant has been a mainstay for Team USA over the last three Olympic Games. This will be his fourth consecutive, but Team USA is going to have to figure out a matchup. And I don't think this is a bad thing. I think prep for the team can be important as well. Kevin Durant out for tonight's Team USA competition against Canada. That is a good Canadian basketball team. It is a Canadian basketball team that is expected to be a contender for a medal. If there is a spot that Team USA is going to be up against it, it will be if they end up matched up with Team Canada in the knockout round of play of the Olympic tournament in Paris. So this is a big test. This is a big opportunity before the Americans take on their next. They have four friendlies remaining. Their next friendly is July 15th against Australia. Then they will also have a July 17th matchup against Serbia. Of course, Nikola Jokic on that squad, along with Bogdan Bogdanovic and others. Kevin Durant is Team USA's all-time leading scorer. And as much as we like to beat up on Kevin Durant cares about winning at the Olympics. Kevin Durant cares about carrying the stars and stripes into the Olympics every 4 years. Dude is the best when it comes to Team USA basketball, but they're going to have to figure it out without him. Dude is in a spot because my guy is with a calf strain. He is unavailable. He is expected to be available for the next friendly on limited minutes and then hopefully full participation on the 17th. When they roll around, we will find out how all that plays out with KD coming up tonight when Team Canada takes on the United States men's national team. Let's get to item number three on the water cooler cheat sheet. I bounce back and forth around with this one, but I do think it is a conversation that is going to be relatively interesting to have. It is not necessarily a news item, but I think it generates a lot of conversation. CBS has dropped their power rankings of head coaches in the SEC. Great one. Where does Shane Beamer rank of the 16 teams in the Southeastern Conference?
This is their ranking.
This is CBS's rankings of the SEC head coaches.
I'm going to go 12.
I don't have a ding, ding, ding sounder. So instead I'll say that is exactly where he is.
I like that better.
Yeah, I do too, I think. Yeah. I think. That is exactly correct.
And no, I did not look.
Well, you nailed it. Shane Beamer is ranked 12th. Here are the head coaching rankings in the Southeastern Conference, according to the SEC, and we will talk about these coming up. Georgia, Kirby Smart, ranked number one overall. Any shock there? No, I didn't think so. LSU, ranked number two. Brian Kelly is ranked number two. CBS Sports says he is the fourth ranked head coach in all of college football. Steve Sarkisian at Texas, ranked number 3. Kalen DeBoer, ranked number 4. Lane Kiffin, number 5. They have Mark Stoops, ranked number 6 in Kentucky. They have him ranked 20th overall in college football. Eli Drinkwitz at Mizzou is number 7. Josh Heupel at Tennessee is 8. Mike Elko moved over from Duke to Texas A&M. They have it number 9. Hugh Freeze drops to number 10. Brent Venables, ranked number 11th at OK. They have Shane Beamer ranked number 12. Behind Beamer, Billy Napier at Florida, Sam Pittman at Arkansas, Clark Lay at Vandy, and Jeff Lebby, number 66 overall and last in the SEC at Mississippi State. Anybody jump off the page as a guy that you think is too high or too low, great one. Shane Beamer too low at 12 is Eli Drinkwitz too high at Missouri at number 7.
I don't know. According to all the rankings, Missouri's going to be pretty good. I mean, that's what they're saying, right? So
yeah.
We'll see. No, I can't. I mean, no.
I think.
Other than one, you can shuffle a lot of things after that.
I'm going to start with Josh Heupel at 8 is ridiculous. Josh Heupel behind Eli Drinkwitz? No. Josh Heupel behind Mark Stoops? No. Like, Stoops is in a groove at Kentucky. I'm not going to argue Kentucky's the best it's ever been, but if I ask you right now to start a team, why in the hell is Josh Heupel, who, by the way, has never lost to Kentucky and is 2-1 against Mizzou with a 135-84 scoring advantage, how the hell is Josh Heupel behind those guys? Lane Kiffin is at 5 because of Lane's off-the-field coaching. Owned the transfer portal this year. Ole Miss has never had more attention than they have right now, and that is valuable. No matter what anybody says, while winning is the most valuable, having a ton of attention placed on you is also exceptionally valuable. I'm fine with that. I don't have an issue with Kalen DeBoer at number 3. At number 4. Steve Sarkisian at number 3. Like, okay. All right, I guess. Like, it's Texas. You were in the Big 12. What you did in the Big 12 doesn't impress me. Let's see what Sark does in the SEC. You got any problem with Smart at 1 or Brian Kelly at 2?
I still don't know about Brian Kelly. But 1, obviously. I mean, who else would be there?
You know who does love Brian Kelly? His fireboy. Fireboy. Like, family and are my two favorite things to say on the show that I should probably never say again. Hey, you know what? While we're here, let's hand out another Zoe. When we come back, let's do a legitimate Zoe in the next one. We've handed out favorite American Olympic athlete. Simone Biles wins that one. Katie Ledecky won that one. And we handed out best cheater of the year. The tribal chief Roman Reigns won that one. When we come back, let's discuss and debate best coach. Let's go best coach. I think there's some honest conversation to be had here. Any sport, any level, best coach. We argue that, Zoe, when we come back. Get your nominations in now at 71307 or on the live stream of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob and the Great Milanzo with you. So, Texter says, I know Rob really does say tournament, and he does say Celtics, but does he really say Arkansas too? Here's what I will say about that. tournament is how that word is correctly pronounced. Celtics is what the word is. Arkansas, I just say to be a smartass because it bothers people from Arkansas. That's the only reason I say that. There's no like semantics reason for saying that one.
I've in my head always thought Arkansas, by the way, even before you. And isn't that where that came from? When the states were established?
I thought that.
I believe it was.
That was originally how it was said, and then it metamorphosized into Arkansas. I heard some, and I don't know enough, was it originally pronounced Arkansas? We all have to know right now, right? One was always introduced as a senator from Arkansas, and the other as a senator from Arkansas. In 1881, the state's General Assembly passed Resolution 1-4-105, declaring that the state's name should be spelled Arkansas, but pronounced Arkansas. So it is actually state legislation that the correct pronunciation is Arkansas. That is state legislation from the people in Arkansas. That's why I say it Arkansas, because I really want to go to Arkansas and call it Arkansas and see if they like put me in jail for it. It'd be the best sentence of my life. And by sentence, I mean like legal sentence of my life, as well as thing I've ever said.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to go to Arkansas and get beat up for saying the name wrong.
I have had Woo Pig Sue ears call my show in the past, not here in the old station, because I don't know how many Arkansas their fans are here, but I was in the Florida Panhandle. Yeah, I had Arkansas fans who got very mad at me for calling it Arkansas, and now I know why.
I've only met one Arkansas fan, and I don't know. Yeah, he probably would be pretty angry.
So there you go. All right.
I'm pretty sure he's a mob boss, so you don't want that guy angry.
And by the way, the word is Celtics. That's the word, okay? Like, Boston people can say Celtics, and that's fine, but the word is Celtic.
For sure.
That's the word.
When you talk about Celtic culture, correct, Celtic history, you don't say Celtic.
Fun thing is, in OG Irish, it actually was Celtic, but then over the years, due to some findings about the way that different words were pronounced in Old Gaelic, and Odie may know this better than me, we have to run this by him, the word eventually did become...
I'm texting him.
Yeah, now. Hit him up. Did eventually become Celtic. So it is Celtic. Anyway, next Zoe on the table. Let's do a for real one. Let's hand out a for real Zoe here. We've done two so far. Actually, we have handed out a best one. I think favorite American athlete is legitimate. The Zoe for America's favorite American Olympic athlete went to, per the tiebreak vote of the great one, Lonzo, did go to American swimmer Cody. I got my wrestling because we got another one next. Katie Ledecky, and the Zoe for best cheater went to the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Now, I do need to make clear before we get to our best coach Zoe here. This is an annual award, all right? So I said best coach, and we got a nomination for Matthew, very much appreciated, for Tony Dungy. We got a nomination on the text line for Bobby Cox. Bobby's been out the game for a minute. So we are looking for nominations for an annual award last year, dating back to last July, for best coach. We got a couple of nominations from the voting public for Pittsburgh Steeler coach Mike Tomlin. Here are the names that I have put on the list so far. I put Andy Reid down because I knew Lonzo was going to nominate Andy Reid.
You are correct.
I think you have to. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he should win. Jim Harbaugh did lead the Michigan Wolverines to a natty this year. I am going to submit my nomination. All right. Odie, who is actually Irish, says it is indeed Celtic. So I'm right. Like, I knew that already. But glad to have some confirmation from an actual Celtic. So, here is my nomination. Before I explain why this coach should be the winner, quick Rob Brown Show home edition quiz time. Pop quiz. Pencils up. Lonzo, listening audience on the stream, listening audience out there in public. Who is Patty Gasso? Anybody got a guess?
Patty with a Y or Patty with an I?
Patty with a Y. Who is Patty Gasso?
A basketball coach.
That is incorrect. Patty Gasso is the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners softball team, the four-time consecutive NCAA Women's Softball National Champions. And, oh, by the way, if that's not enough, she's also won 8 Women's College World Series dating back to the year 2000. That is my nomination. That is my vote. Anybody who wins 4 consecutive natties at D1 Power 4 big-time school-level competition is insta-coach. However, Z Fink pops into the stream chat and adds a nomination that I think is going to catch some steam before we go into the break. Dan freaking Hurley. Well, he said Dan freaking Hurley. I'm good either way. Dan Hurley, the new very rich man per his extension with the UConn Huskies, 2-time national champ, coming back looking for the three-peat, spurns the LA Lakers to remain in Connecticut. Dan Hurley added to the list.
Maybe this is a living, breathing thing since this is the first one. Maybe you should separate pro and college.
Mm-mm. I want overall coach.
You're right, because there is no separation. Correct. Because of NIL and now college players are actually.
It's just all pro sports now.
Yeah.
Everything's ruined. Life sucks. What's the point of going on? I can't wait until we get to August and football kicks off and I get all those phone calls from people going, Rob Brown, nobody wants you to talk about college football because it all stinks and it's all pro sports and nobody likes it anymore. I can't wait, honestly. It's going to be an interesting series of radio shows because none of you like college football anymore. That's going to be fun. Anyway, voting is now open. Who is? And by the way, doesn't have to be American coach. You can go international if you want on this one. I don't know who's on that list right now. Should we add? I'm back and forth on this one. Lonzo, should we add Joe Mazzulla to the nomination? His Boston Celtics didn't just win the NBA title. They dominated on the NBA, on the route to the NBA Finals. Up to and including a gentleman sweep of the finals over the Dallas Mavericks. You know what? I am adding. Nobody said you can't have more than one nomination. So, here is who's nominated right now for best coach for the Zoe of 2024.
Way too many.
Kansas City head coach Andy Reid. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Michigan Wolverines head coach Jim Harbaugh. Oklahoma softball head coach Patty Gasso after her 4th consecutive Women's College World Series championship.
I heard what you did there. I heard how you tried to influence the vote by emphasizing your selection.
I mean, okay. 2-time consecutive winning Super Bowl coach Andy Reid looking for the 3-peat.
Multiple Super Bowls.
Correct, but 2-time consecutive looking for a 3-peat, which I think is the highlight here because we're only talking about this year. I think stacking consecutives adds to this year. So you got 2 consecutive.
So we're not
going to the Super Bowl 6 years ago doesn't influence this year.
3-time Super Bowl. Okay. All right.
I think you stack on what is consecutive going into this year. Andy Reid winning back to backers stacks.
He also loves cheeseburgers.
And he does love cheeseburgers.
And nuggies.
Mike Tomlin, who has been with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 77 years and never had a losing season.
He did almost trip a guy, though.
Also, can you remind... He did almost trip a guy. He also did it with, I believe, 16 different starting quarterbacks for the Steelers last year, one of whom was Kenny Pickett, and he did not have a losing season. Made the playoffs,
and
by the way.
And his wee little hands, allegedly.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh won the national championship. Oklahoma softball coach Patty Gasso, who has won the Women's College World Series 4 consecutive seasons. UConn head basketball coach Dan Hurley, who has now won back-to-back natties in men's basketball, looking for his 3rd. And NBA World Championship coach Joe Mazzulla. Those are our nominations for the Zoe for best coach. So, here's what we're going to do. During the break, text me your winner at 71307 or send your winner into the stream by joining us at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. Either one of those two ways, text or stream chat your winner.
So text Andy Reid to all of us.
Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Patty Gasso, Dan Hurley, or Joe Mazzulla. Who is this year's coach of the year? Who takes home the Zoe? We will answer that question when we come back. Send your votes now. We'll pick a winner on the flip side. It's the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So, a realization sent to me on the text line during that last break. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we got a little bit longer segment here. I'm going to leave the voting for this Zoe open through the remainder of this segment. Even though that is against the rules established at the beginning of the show, I am going to leave the voting open for Best Coach Zoe through the end of this segment. So the text line remains open at 71307. Send your vote to 71307, fan, then the name of the coach. And you can put your rationalization on there if you'd like to. Or you can join us on our live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. Here are the nominees so far. Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Patty Gasso, Dan Hurley, Joe Mazzulla, and added during the break. And I don't know, I'm going to say this is on y'all, not me and Lonzo, because we both gave our nominations. Dawn Staley, nominated during the break. And because of that, and I'm going to give a special exemption to Dawn Staley here, I'm going to leave the voting for this Zoe Award open for this segment. So you've got Andy Reid, back-to-back Super Bowl champ, Mike Tomlin, who despite having to go through quarterback after quarterback last year, had another winning season, never had a losing season in Pittsburgh. Jim Harbaugh won the Natty for college football. Patty Gasso, a four consecutive time national champion in women's softball. Dan Hurley, back-to-back men's basketball championships. Joe Mazzulla, who won the NBA title with the Boston Celtics this year. And Dawn Staley, who won the national championship, despite the fact that this was supposed to be a year that they didn't do that. It was supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Gamecocks. She goes and she wins the Natty anyway. And we just have one more nomination to the text line. Lonzo, nomination for Coach of the Year. Coach Rob Brown, actual knower of ball. I will allow it. I will allow it. For sure, I'll allow that one.
Wow. How is it magnanimous? Is that the word? I mean, I think it might be. Way to go, you.
Who's to say I don't want to win a Zoe this year, right? This might be my only chance. It might be my only chance. I'm going to say straight up, I'm not even going to make Sports Talk Show Host of the Year on this set because I know our listeners. I wouldn't win it on my own show. I know my listeners. Cole would win it. C-Money would win it. I guarantee it. All right, so text your vote to 71307. Jacob texts the show. He said four-year champs. That charms it all. Two votes for Mike Tomlin. Three votes for Patty Gasso. One vote for Urban Meyer. A vote for Greg looks like he wants to Popovich. That's my favorite new nickname in sports. That's my favorite new nickname in sports.
No, we're against violence here and on the Rob Brown Show.
I mean, listen, sometimes you just get mad and want a Popovich. That's a man's name. That's a man's name. I'm on for it. Two votes for Jim Harbaugh. All right, so we'll leave it right now. Right now, it is a two-way tie.
It's too many nominations,
sorry,
dude. You've got to limit nominees to like three.
I ain't limiting anything. The Zoes have loosely established rules for the Zoes.
So you're going to name an award after me, but I have no say, and okay, fine.
I mean, I'm making the rules up on the fly. That's kind of how it works.
I never would have guessed that.
I know. So, right now, The leaders are Dawn Staley, Mike Tomlin, and Patty Gasso, all who have 3 votes for the Zoe for Coach of the Year. So I'm going to leave it open for the next 9 minutes. And at the end of this segment, we will hand out the Zoe for Best
Coach. I just want to say, and I know you guys probably don't notice this, but this whole thing right here, very disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you don't vote Andy Reid.
Very disrespectful. You guys are going to get what you want.
Because voting for a 4-time consecutive time D1 national champion in a major sport over a 2-time Super Bowl champ is disrespectful. Just rude.
3-time Super Bowl champ. And yeah, it's disrespectful.
Fair enough. So we're getting set for college football. We have until the first Power 5 game, August 24th. Is the first game. That is a early week 0 matchup in Dublin, Ireland, where the Celtics are from, by the way, between Georgia Tech and Florida State.
I did ask Odie, who says it's pronounced Celtic.
It is pronounced Celtic.
And he's from Ireland.
Yep.
Is it easier to hunt in a kilt? And here was his response. Well, when there's a westerly breeze coming up from the south, you definitely know about it.
Poetic.
Yes.
Poetic. Hot pants take. Kilts and tights are the 2 best kinds of pants. Kilts and tights.
For exactly
opposite reasons on both ends.
I'm going to go with no pants, but that's, you know.
Which is kind of a kilt, right? Like, if you want to go pantsless in public, kilt is the choice.
Well, technically, you and I both are pantsless right now. So, I mean.
What are you doing over there, pal?
Wearing shorts? They're not pants. I guess you could call them short pants. Those things.
I wore jeans. Yes, those are jeans.
You wore the mom jeans.
Those are. What do you mean mom jeans? They're black.
Jeans has a certain color to them?
They're black. No, I'm trying to figure out how they're mom jeans. I don't think you know what mom jeans are.
Are they pulled up over your navel?
No.
Okay. Well,
that's papa jeans.
That's old people. I just was curious. I'll never do that, by the way.
What do you think mom jeans are?
They have a really long from
they're high-waisted.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they're high-waisted and they're traditionally unflattering intentionally. These are just black jeans, man. Lonzo just said I wear mom jeans.
You've worn shorts all week. So I made an assumption. Apologize for doing that cuz I don't really pay that much of attention. So
I got great legs. I don't know what you want. I got great legs. I got legs. I know how to use them.
Okay. All right. I don't want to know how, but I'm glad you're able to fit into those.
I just got these jeans back into the rotation.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's why they're back.
Not a struggle to button anymore.
Nope.
All right. Good for you.
Nope.
Good for you.
I just moved in like 4 belt loops on them too.
That is awesome. Yeah, good
solid.
For you.
By the way, as we get set,
you might need to buy a new belt. Wrapping your belt around
idea. Having to punch a keyhole through the belt, you know? That's what my dad used to do. You don't need a new belt. Just give me a knife.
That's always fun on one side of the belt, but not on the other side.
That's also true.
Yeah.
T Experience votes in. He's adding another vote for Mike Tomlin, your leader right now, in the vote for Zoe for Best Coach of the Year.
So disrespectful. I like Mike Tomlin.
If Mike Tomlin takes down Andy Reid, I will be shocked. I will be shocked if Mike Tomlin takes down Andy Reid. All right. The Big 12. Sorry. That's my bad. The Denny's 12 is out there right now. Throw in.
I don't think it's going to be Denny's, though. It's going to be a big name.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Denny's is big.
I'm calling the shot. It's Geico.
See,
it's Geico. Why? Geico is the primary sponsor of everything else.
My money's on QT. The QT 12, it just has a good sound to it, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and say Denny's has the same shot QT does. Although QT is the uni sponsor for the Kansas City Royals.
There you go. QT has more of a, I mean, it's got more of a ring to it. It does.
The
Geico 12 just sounds like a NASCAR race. And the QT 12 sounds like either a killer ski slope or, you know, or a football conference.
Brett Yormack, the commissioner of the Big 12, said yesterday at Big 12 Media Days opening in Las Vegas, Nevada, quote, "We have solidified ourselves as one of the top 3 conferences in America." Hey, ACC, as Shaq said, tell me how my... Oh, man.
There was some noise going on over there, so I had to have you down, but it's back up now. I apologize.
Hey, ACC, tell me how my taste.
Still worked, even though you had to do it twice?
Yeah, that's true. It did. It felt good. Despite the Big 12 not winning a national championship in college football since 2006, Brett Yormark says the Big 12 is college football's deepest conference. He said, quote, we solidified ourselves as one of the top three conferences in America. There has never been a better time than right now to be a part of the Big 12. We are truly a national conference in 10 states, 4 time zones, and all eyes are now on the Big 12 for all the right reasons. I think it is safe to say we are more relevant now than ever before. Okay. Are you though? Like your best shot at a national championship was Texas, and they're gone at this point.
What's he supposed to say?
I don't disagree.
You got to hype your conference
for sure, and I get it.
That's all the media days are. Is you hyping your team and hyping your conference?
For sure, I agree, and I mean that's fair. Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, Cincinnati, Colorado, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, UCF, Utah, and West Virginia. I'm gonna give you a hot take. UCF might be a playoff team this year. Not a joke. Not like a ha-ha, Rob. Yeah, they definitely won the 2017 national championship. Lulz, I'm saying
so,
to you.
So UCF is going to make it in the playoffs, but Clemson won't.
I'm saying UCF might win the Big 12.
Okay.
UCF might win the Big 12. Kansas State is going to have some say in that.
I slipped that in there and he just let it go.
Well, because again, I got a feeling if Clemson goes to the playoff.
Be a good night.
Shane just said, did you say UCF? Yes, I did. Established Buckeyes 12 member UCF. UCF is going to be... Gene Chizik's down there. And while Gene Chizik didn't work out at Auburn, obviously, Gene Chizik has done two things. Number one, UCF worked the crap out of the portal this year. UCF worked the hell out of the portal this year. UCF's going to be a good team this year. UCF might win the Big 12. I'm not calling the shot. I'm not saying it's for sure. I'm saying to me they're the best value bet, and I think that team's going to be good. And I wondered if I was losing my mind by buying in on UCF. But I brought that up last week on You Better You Bet, and I brought that up on BetMGM Tonight last week when I was doing my regular spots or my fill-in hosting on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network and my weekly guest spot on BetMGM Tonight, which, by the way, tonight, 7:20 p.m., make sure you're there. I said that last week. Ryan Horvath's in on UCF. PJ Glasser is in on UCF. We had a Big 12 member join in, Big 12 media member join in, who said that he's in on UCF. Like, that UCF's going to be a good team this year. They might win this conference. Are they the third best? Are they better than the ACC? Let's just throw that out there. Are they better than the ACC? Right now, Zoe, is the Big 12, is the Buckeyes 12 deeper than the Atlantic Coast Conference? Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
I kind of want to push back, but the more I look at it, the more I don't think I can say yes. Like, I think Cincinnati's going to be okay. I think everybody's lost their freaking minds about Colorado for no good reason. Houston's interesting. Kansas State, I think both of those teams are going to be pretty good. I think UCF is a conference winner. I think West Virginia takes a step forward. Are they deeper than the ACC? Clemson, Florida State, Miami at the top. UNC's win total this year is what? Back to 6.5? I'd knee-jerk reaction to this, and the more I think about it, the more I think the Big 12 might be deeper than the ACC. It might be. Brett Yormark might not just be hyping his boys. He might actually be correct in this. We'll talk more about it later in the show. Hayden asked Mario joining us at 9 o'clock. He confirmed that to me yesterday. We'll see if he actually shows up or not, because he's got a habit of not showing up for things that he says he's going to be there for.
Dude, let that go. When he's on the air, has he ever no-showed for
Last week. Literally his last showing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a legitimate reason. May have had a bad hair day. You don't want to come on when you got when you're having a bad hair day.
All right. So it is time to hand out a winner for the Zoe for best coach. And I don't know how to handle this because we are making up the rules as we go. We have Lonzo now a three-way tie. Excuse me, a four-way tie. So we may have to just come back again and run it with these four coaches. The four-way tie includes Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Patty Gasso of the Oklahoma Sooner softball team, and Dawn Staley of the Lady Gamecocks. Those are your four. I did not get into that mix. I don't know why I did not make it with Andy Reid and Dawn Staley.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Just because you give a nominee doesn't mean you're voting.
I voted for Patty Gasso. Okay, that's my vote.
I gave a nominee, but I didn't vote.
I voted for Patty Gasso. Yes, your nomination is your vote. I did that in the last two for myself, so I'm doing it here as well.
Okay. Well, you didn't do that in the first one.
I'm assuming your vote's Andy Reid.
Well,
you didn't nominate anybody in the first one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I nominated in the second one.
Correct.
You're right.
So, as of right now, and this is it, during this break, vote your Zoe for best coach. Here are your choices: Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Patty Gasso, Dawn Staley. 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N. Send me FAN, name of your coach of the year. Drop it in the stream chat. And then when we come back, we'll get set up for the next Zoe. Between here and there, here's Zoe.
Vote early, vote often. Dead people and, illegals, welcome. The Atlanta Braves extended their winning streak to four with the 6-2 win over Arizona last night. He was in the room. That's the reason why. Chris Sale picked up his 12th win of the year after going 5.1 with five hits and two earned runs, allowed Adam Duvall hit a three-run shot in the sixth inning that broke the game open with while Eli White and Sean Murphy each added an RBI. The Braves had 11 hits on the night. Team USA all-time leading scorer Kevin Durant will miss tonight's friendly against Canada with a strained calf. According to the team, Durant said he suffered the injury while working out just over a week before the team's campaign or camp rather began. Got politics on my mind. Tune in this afternoon from a 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a whole lot of fun. It's all Wire to Wire.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, a realization sent to me on the text line during that last break. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we got a little bit longer segment here. I'm going to leave the voting for this Zoe open through the remainder of this segment. Even though that is against the rules established at the beginning of the show, I am going to leave the voting open for Best Coach Zoe through the end of this segment. So the text line remains open at 71307. Send your vote to 71307, FAN, then the name of the coach. And you can put your rationalization on there if you'd like to. Or you can join us on our live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. Here are the nominees so far: Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, Patty Gasso, Dan Hurley, Joe Mazzulla, and added during the break. And I don't know, I'm going to say this is on y'all, not me and Lonzo, because we both gave our nominations. Dawn Staley, nominated during the break. And because of that, and I'm going to give a special exemption to Dawn Staley here, I'm going to leave the voting for this Zoe Award open for this segment. So you've got Andy Reid, back-to-back Super Bowl champ, Mike Tomlin, who despite having to go through quarterback after quarterback last year, had another winning season, never had a losing season in Pittsburgh. Jim Harbaugh won the Natty for college football. Patty Gasso, a four consecutive time national champion in women's softball. Dan Hurley, back-to-back men's basketball championships. Joe Mazzulla, who won the NBA title with the Boston Celtics this year. And Dawn Staley, who won the national championship, despite the fact that this was supposed to be a year that they didn't do that. It was supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Gamecocks. She goes and she wins the Natty anyway. And we just have one more nomination to the text line. Lonzo, nomination for Coach of the Year, Coach Rob Brown, actual knower of ball. I will allow it. I will allow it. For sure, I'll allow that one.
Wow. How is it magnanimous? Is that the word? I mean, I think it might be. Way to go, you.
Who's to say I don't want to win a Zoe this year, right? This might be my only chance. It might be my only chance. I'm going to say straight up, I'm not even going to make Sports Talk Show Host of the Year on this day because I know our listeners. I wouldn't win it on my own show. I know my listeners. Cole would win it. C-Money would win it. I guarantee it. All right. So text your vote to 71307. Jacob texts the show. He said four-year champs. That charms it all. Two votes for Mike Tomlin. Three votes for Patty Gasso. One vote for Urban Meyer, a vote for Greg looks like he wants to Popovich. That's my favorite new nickname in sports. That's my favorite new nickname in sports.
No, we're against violence here and on the Rob Brown show.
I mean, listen, sometimes you just get mad and want a Popovich. That's a man's name. That's a man's name. I'm on for it. Two votes for Jim Harbaugh. All right, so we'll leave it right now. Right now, it is a two-way tie.
Too many nominations,
sorry,
dude.
You've got
to limit nominees to like three.
I ain't limiting anything. The Zoes have loosely established rules for the Zoes.
So you're going to name an award after me, but I have no say. And okay, fine.
I mean, I'm making the rules up on the fly. That's kind of how it works.
I never would have guessed that.
I know. So, right now, the leaders are Dawn Staley, Mike Tomlin, and Patty Gasso, all who have three votes for the Zoe for Coach of the Year. So, I'm going to leave it open for the next 9 minutes. And at the end of this segment, we will hand out the Zoe for Best
Coach. I just want to say, and I know you guys probably don't notice this, but this whole thing right here, very disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you don't vote Andy Reid.
Very disrespectful. You guys are going to get what you want.
Because voting for a four-time, consecutive time, D1 national champion in a major sport over a two-time Super Bowl champ is disrespectful. Just rude.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. And, yeah, it's disrespectful.
Fair enough. So, we're getting set for college football. We have until the first Power 5 game, August 24th. Is the first game. That is a early week zero matchup in Dublin, Ireland, where the Celtics are from, by the way, between Georgia Tech and Florida State.
I did ask Odie, who says it's pronounced Celtic.
It is pronounced Celtic.
And he's from Ireland.
Yep.
Is it easier to hunt in a kilt? And here was his response. Well, when there's a westerly breeze coming up from the south, you definitely know about it.
Poetic.
Yes.
Poetic. Hot pants take. Kilts and tights are the two best kinds of pants. Kilts and tights.
For exactly
opposite reasons on both ends.
I'm going to go with no pants, but that's, you know.
Which is kind of a kilt, right? Like if you want to go pantsless in public, Kilt is the choice.
Well, technically, you and I both are pantsless right now. So, I mean.
What are you doing over there, pal?
Wearing shorts? They're not pants. I guess you could call them short pants. Okay, those things.
I wore jeans. Yes, those are jeans.
You wore the mom jeans.
Those are. What do you mean mom jeans? They're black.
Jeans has a certain color to them?
They're black. No, I'm trying to figure out how they're mom jeans. I don't think you know what mom jeans are.
Are they pulled up over your navel?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's papa jeans.
That's old people. I just was curious. I'll never do that, by the way.
What do you think mom jeans are?
They have a really long from
they're high-waisted.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they're high-waisted, and they're traditionally unflattering, intentionally. These are just black jeans, man. Lonzo just said I wear mom jeans.
You've worn shorts all week, so I made an assumption. Apologize for doing that, because I don't really pay that much of attention. So
I got great legs. I don't know what you want. I got great legs. I got legs. I know how to use them.
Okay. All right. I don't want to know how, but I mean, those,
you should.
Those, I'm glad you're able to fit into those.
I just got these jeans back into the rotation.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's why they're back.
Not a struggle to button anymore.
Nope.
All right. Good for you.
Nope.
Good for you.
I just moved in like four belt loops on them too.
That is awesome. Eh, good
solid.
For you.
By the way, as we get set,
you might need to, buy a new belt. Wrapping your belt around
twice
is not.
I'm getting
not
close to
idea.
Having to punch a keyhole through the belt. You know, that's what my daddy said. You don't need a new belt. Just give me a knife.
That's always fun. On one side of the belt, but not on the other side.
That's also true.
Yeah.
T Experience votes in. He's adding another vote for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, your leader right now in the vote for Zoe for best coach of the year.
So disrespectful. I like Mike Tomlin.
If Mike Tomlin takes down Andy Reid, I will be shocked. I will be shocked if Mike Tomlin takes down Andy Reid. All right. The Big 12. Sorry. That's my bad. The Denny's 12. Is out there right now. Throw in.
I don't think it's going to be Denny's though. It's going to be a big name.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Denny's is.
I'm
big.
Calling the shot. It's Geico.
See,
it's Geico. Why? Geico is the primary sponsor of everything else.
My money's on QT. The QT12. It just has a good sound to it. You know.
I'm going to go ahead and say Denny's has the same shot QT does. Although QT is the uni sponsor for the Kansas City Royals.
There you go. QT has more of a, I mean, it's got more of a ring to it. It does.
The
Geico 12 just sounds like a NASCAR race. And the QT 12 sounds like either a killer ski slope or a football conference.
Brett Yormack, the commissioner of the Big 12, said yesterday at Big 12 Media Days opening in Las Vegas, Nevada, quote, "We have solidified ourselves as one of the top three conferences in America." Hey, ACC, as Shaq said, tell me how my... Oh, man.
There was some noise going on over there, so I had to have you down. But it's back up now. I apologize.
Hey, ACC, tell me how my taste.
It still worked, even though you had to do it twice?
Yeah, that's true. It did. It felt good. Despite the Big 12 not winning a national championship in college football since 2006, Brett Yormack says the Big 12 is college football's deepest conference. He said, quote, "We solidified ourselves as one of the top three conferences in America. There has never been a better time than right now to be a part of the Big 12. We are truly a national conference in 10 states, 4 time zones, and all eyes are now on the Big 12 for all the right reasons. I think it is safe to say we are more relevant now than ever before." I mean, like, oh, okay. Are you though? Like your best shot at a national championship was Texas, and they're gone at this point.
What's he supposed to say? I mean,
I don't disagree.
You got to hype your conference
for sure, and I get it.
That's all the media days are. Is you hyping your team
for
and
sure.
Hyping your conference
For sure. I agree. And I mean, that's fair. Arizona, Arizona State, Baylor, BYU, Cincinnati, Colorado, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, UCF, Utah, and West Virginia. I'm going to give you a, I'm going to give you a hot take. UCF might be a playoff team this year. Not a joke. Not like a ha-ha, Rob. Yeah, they definitely won the 2017 National Championship. Lols. I'm saying
so,
to you.
So UCF is going to make it in the playoffs, but Clemson won't.
I'm saying UCF might win the Big 12.
Okay.
I'm saying UCF might win the Big 12. Kansas, Kansas State is going to have some say in that.
I slipped that in there and he just let it go.
Well, because again, I got a feeling if Clemson goes to the playoff.
Be a good night.
Shane just said, did you say UCF? Yes, I did. Established Buckeyes 12 member UCF. UCF is going to be... Gene Chizik's down there. And while Gene Chizik didn't work out at Auburn, obviously, Gene Chizik has done two things. Number one, UCF worked the crap out of the portal this year. UCF worked the hell out of the portal this year. UCF's going to be a good team this year. UCF might win the Big 12. I'm not calling the shot. I'm not saying it's for sure. I'm saying to me they're the best value bet, and I think that team's going to be good. And I wondered if I was losing my mind by buying in on UCF. But I brought that up last week on You Better You Bet, and I brought that up on BetMGM Tonight last week when I was doing my regular spots or my fill-in hosting on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network and my weekly guest spot on BetMGM Tonight, which, by the way, tonight, 7:20 p.m., make sure you're there. I said that last week. Ryan Horvath's in on UCF. PJ Glasser is in on UCF. We had a Big 12 member join in, Big 12 media member join in, who said that he's in on UCF. Like, that UCF's going to be a good team this year. They might win this conference. Are they the third best conference? Are they better than the ACC? Let's just throw that out there. Are they better than the ACC? Right now, Zoe, is the Big 12, is the Buckeyes 12 deeper than the Atlantic Coast Conference? Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
I kind of want to push back, but the more I look at it, the more I don't think I can say yes. Like, I think Cincinnati's going to be okay. I think everybody's lost their freaking minds about Colorado for no good reason. Houston's interesting. Kansas, Kansas State, I think both of those teams are going to be pretty good. I think UCF is a conference winner. I think West Virginia takes a step forward. Are they deeper than the ACC? Clemson, Florida State, Miami at the top. UNC's win total this year is what? Back to 6.5? I'd knee-jerk reaction to this, and the more I think about it, the more I think the Big 12 might be deeper than the ACC. It might be. Brett Yormark might not just be hyping his boys. He might actually be correct in this. We'll talk more about it later in the show. Hayden asked Mario joining us at 9 o'clock. He confirmed that to me yesterday. We'll see if he actually shows up or not, because he's got a habit of not showing up for things that he says he's going to be there for.
Dude, let that go. When he's on the air, has he ever no-showed for
anything? Yeah, last week. Last week, literally last week. Literally his last showing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure he has a legitimate reason. May have had a bad hair day. You don't want to come on when you're having a bad hair day.
All right. So it is time to hand out a winner for the Zoe for best coach. And I don't know how to handle this because we are making up the rules as we go. We have Lonzo now. A four-way tie. So we may have to just come back again and run it with these four coaches. The four-way tie includes Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Patty Gasso of the Oklahoma Sooner softball team, and Don Staley of the Lady Gamecocks. Those are your four. I did not get into that mix. I don't know why I did not make it with Andy Reid and Don Staley.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Just because you give a nominee doesn't mean you're voting.
I voted for
Patty
Gasso. Okay, that's my vote.
I gave a nominee, but I didn't vote.
I voted for Patty Gasso. Your nomination is your vote. I did that in the last two for myself, so I'm doing it here as well.
Okay. Well, you didn't do that in the first
one. I'm assuming your vote's Andy Reid.
Well,
you didn't nominate anybody in the first one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I nominated in the second one.
Correct.
You're right.
So, as of right now, and this is it, during this break, vote your Zoe for best coach. Here are your choices: Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Patty Gasso, Dawn Staley. 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N. Send me FAN, name of your coach of the year. Drop it in the stream chat. And then when we come back, we'll get set up for the next Zoe. Between here and there, here's Zoe.
Vote early, vote often. Dead people and, illegals, welcome. The Atlanta Braves extended their winning streak to 4 with the 6-2 win over Arizona last night. He was in the room. That's the reason why. Chris Sale picked up his 12th win of the year after going 5.1 with 5 hits and 2 earned runs, allowed Adam Duvall hit a 3-run shot in the 6th inning that broke the game open with while Eli White and Sean Murphy each added an RBI. The Braves had 11 hits on the night. Team USA all-time leading scorer Kevin Durant will miss tonight's friendly against Canada with a strained calf. According to the team, Durant said he suffered the injury while working out just over a week before the team's campaign, or camp rather, began. Got politics on my mind. Tune in this afternoon from a 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel will get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a whole lot of fun. It's all Wire to Wire.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.